surgery, it all starts out. Get the truth, the law, with International Health and Fitness Network, Rod Law. Call Rod Law with questions and comments at 883-5000-1-800-884-2848. Come to you live in the WGN studios. Here's Rod Law.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. It's like summertime now, and I'm so happy and blessed. They have breath in my lungs, and my heart beating, and your heart beating, and breath in your lungs, God bless. And speaking of which, we're going to be breathing at the WGCS Center at Kingdom Valley for 4 days, breathing in God's Word, and I'm so psyched to be able to present there again for the fourth year in a row, the Raw Truth, 3 days in a row at Kingdom Valley coming up in July. And that is right around the corner, July 20th through the 23rd. I'm telling you what, people, you got to get your tickets now. Get your accommodations now. And there's nothing more than staying overnight at Kingdom Bound and hearing all the speakers and the counselors and just the fellowship between people. It's just an amazing time. And really staying there is so much better than just traveling back and forth. But if that's all you can do, then do that. But make sure you get your tickets because they do go up at the end of June. Kingdom Bound, Christian Conference, Steve-O's going to be there at the WGCS Center. He's right across the board from you right now, or the window. And of course, Neil will be broadcasting live for a couple days. Here's how Nellie is presenting this year. We have Linda Pennell in the WGCS tent, Pete Falstaff, Michael O'Hare. We're going to have such a good time. My books will be available, my videos will be available, and I cannot wait to meet all of our listeners from Canada and the U.S., and it's always a great time every year. So, Kingdom Bound coming up, do not forget to get those tickets early so you can get the best value. Today's show, I'm so excited about it. It's going to go really fast, I know. So, you got to strap your seatbelt, guys. First, when we come back from our show sponsors, I am so excited to have my first guest, a longtime friend, and actually, he's been such a wonderful supporter of mine over the years, John DeShulu. DeShulu. I always say, it sounds so good, but we're going to have him on in just a little bit. And, you know, I met John many years ago. He's a producer for Ann Buffalo, and just such an awesomely talented man. He is now working at WBBZ. Producing the Healthy Zone game show is also the host of Bragging Rights, is also the production and promotion of WBBZ, which you see all over the place and hear about. It's just an amazing space in there. It really brings back to the heart of TV. I love the shows there. So we're going to be talking to John about the media. I'm actually going to be talking about the prayer that I did for, the National Day of Prayer as well for the media. We're going to be talking about good and bad, okay? So stay with us and don't go anywhere for that interview coming up right after our endorsed sponsors. And then later on in our show will be author Eileen Wilder. She wrote the recent book called The Brave Body Method. And I'll tell you what, I've been reading this book over the last couple of days. You want to hear about her method and her heart for God. She's really got some incredible talents as well. And we'll be talking to Eileen Wilder later on in the show, as well as Ellen Coleman. Ellen Coleman is the regional director for the Buffalo Athletic Club, and she is helping coordinate the Dragon Boat Races, which are happening this month. And we're going to be talking about that and how that money is being raised for Hope Chest and for women who have had breast cancer and mastectomies. And it's a great event coming up. So we're going to be talking to Eileen as well. So a lot going on here. I also want to mention that if you haven't heard, there are new labels that the new FDA's new rules for nutrition labels are out. And under the new regulations, food and drink makers must disclose added sugars on their labels. This is huge, guys. It took a couple of years. Yeah, I'm going to say a couple of decades, actually, for this to come out. But it is a big deal, and, you know, there's still more, in my opinion, that needs to be corrected. Much more on the label, but this is a start. So have them disclose added sugars on the labels. Not just the sugar, because when you look at like a label for yogurt, for instance, and there's no sugar in that yogurt, it does still list yogurt, or actually it does still list sugar in the label of plain yogurt, but that's lactose, okay? So people get confused with this. This new label will disclose added sugar, any added sugar on top of that, which is important for people to see, along with several other things, and I'll be talking about that later on in the show, too. So we have a full show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Rogers Theater. Most things are the toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine Channel, they treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and or function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Mulder, so if you suffer from back, neck, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifeline and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call 716-626-0098 or visit BuffaloSpine.com.
And women who have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Orgonabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the best doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Free, Dr. Orgonabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk reimbursement delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let them know you heard it right here on the Roger.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your teeth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your teeth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, it is time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your well-trained appointment. 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
It's been quite a journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. I'm Sherry Kennelly. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Ross. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Nutrition. Robbie's 4, 8, or 12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you suffer through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRoss.com.
Learn more about Robbie's Rose blog post and the other resources for today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
Well, we're back. I'm so excited about our first guest here. He's been such a wonderful encourager and a supporter and just, you know, a fan of Robbie. I'll tell you, I've been a fan of yours too. It's all good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for all of being here, Robbie. And first of all, belated happy birthday.
I know that. We would do these pieces on the air, and we would do the live, and we would bring in some of your students, and we never felt this high energy. And, you know, time went by, and the show kind of changed a little bit, and things changed, and you had kind of gone your way, and I had become news director, and I thought, well, let's bring Robbie back. I remember when we got into the morning news for a while, and now I moved out of WDBD, but we're still with Linda and Brian and Buffalo.
Oh, Warren, I'm so grateful for that. But yeah, you gave me a lot of opportunities early on in your career, John, and I really appreciate that. And now, you know, first of all, you just say that back in the day, when I was in Buffalo, you always made me feel so, not only were you encouraging, but you also always made me feel so comfortable. And of course, Linda, you know, always. We were talking about this earlier before the show. This makes it so easy for guests. And now you're the host of Bragging Rights, And this new show, The Healthy Zone, game show, if anyone cares about the production and promotion for WBBZ.
Well, we're an independent station and locally owned. And I think one of the pieces of that puzzle that is very appealing to me, a lot of this stuff has been coming on really long.
Wow.
And it started when I was 20. Well, that's not a very good time, but people thought I was part of the woodwork. But it's not a change. And it has grown, and I'm very excited about the new ownership that's over there. Yeah, the script. So, Phil Arnold, if you want to go to BBC, Phil suffered a terrible car accident. He was a news photographer in Los Angeles and won a multi-million-dollar settlement. Came back to Buffalo, and instead of just sort of sitting and staring and doing nothing, picked up the license to what was then WNGS in 1967. And WKBW has had a relationship with that station. They have done some partnerships with the former owners. And so I understood the statement, and I understood where Phil was coming from. And we wanted to produce local shows in a way that was very much like a throwback. But because it's not being done, it feels brand new.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a program like the Paraguay Game Show, where you're inviting contestants to just answer trivia questions and compete with big prizes like HDTVs or small prizes like money. The Healthy Zone Game Show is a partnership with the Blue Cross Mutual of the Western New York folks. And we've invited and have produced 18 shows with Buffalo third graders.
Mm-hmm.
We brought them into Congress Music Hall from November to December. Show a bunch of shows, and they are basically answering questions a lot like you just presented with your opening introduction about nutrition, sugar, what food label is all about. And it was so encouraging to me to see these young people engage in a conversation about something healthy. And the basis, you know, talking about why you would eat an apple, talking about why you would want to have an orange because of the vitamins that it brings to the table. So we engaged in this fun game show,
mm-hmm.
and now we're airing the semifinals Friday, Saturday, and Monday on the WBBZ, Friday night at 6:30, Saturday morning at 11:30. And we have the finals in the first round of the summer where we have thousands of
people.
Wow, that was pretty cool. And one third grader came to me and said, "Hey, officer, are you the mayor?" I said, "No, I'm not the mayor, but I know the mayor. Do you know the mayor?" And said, "The mayor's by the way. Could you tell him to make homework illegal? Because we don't do
illegal." Well, thank you. And, you know, I was on the brain, right? I was just thinking of this when we were talking. And you were such a natural as a host.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, this is like, I haven't seen you in that role. And like,
well, I mean, that's what I originally wanted to do in television. And when I came to WCW, I was funny. I became a producer and a manager, and I was going down that track. So when the opportunity came to go to WBBB, part of that was that I wanted to, you know, 50. Let's do something that I really wanted to do, and that was to engage in hosting. If it looks great, if it doesn't, then I'll do that. But I think the Brainwash show, it's more than a game show. It's sort of a talk show. We introduce you to community leaders, we introduce you to regular folks who play the game, we talk to the audience. It's very organic. Balls to the starter, and it's unique and different, and that's just one of the many local shows. And you know, if you were talking about the throwback, the network that we carry is the UTV network, and we're entertainment policy. So Hogan Zeroes, Gilligan's Island, and it's all the shows that Steve
My mother, I used to, you know, that my mom would sit there for hours and watch, and it's just that's what I remember growing up with, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show and, you know, Jonathan Violin, all these shows, like, I'm really not even going to talk. But, you know, that is, it's not me anymore.
Well, it's not. It's, and the positivity and the message that they show, that the right of it is, which we sometimes carry on Saturdays and I have to take a look at maybe getting more of that on the air. But there was always a positive message that came out of that show. Even Happy Days. There was always that message about, you know, like anti-bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 5G was way ahead of its time, right? Encouraging kids to do the homework. And I think, you know, part of where we're at now in the new media, with reality television and then social media, is people are very unfiltered. all of a sudden there's this negative that percolates and is so pervasive that it's very troubling.
It is. And, you know, honestly, I know we were talking about this, you know, in terms of the shows that are on TV, I have to be so careful that even if I'm just working around the house with friends on TV, especially at night, you know, I'm still, my daughter's out and here, some of the things that are out there. But also, as you said, you know, just in social media and in media in general, and of course, we're doing media right now, but it's like, you know, it's changed, and you said nothing is closer.
But it doesn't seem to me, and I think what has happened is what people perceive as an anonymity with an email or posting a comment to a news story that I appear on a Buffalo News or another website, or just putting a Facebook comment up. On some level, I guess you get a chance to maybe see the real person and get to look for them, and then you can make some determinations while continuing to engage. On another level, though, I just think, and the world is rolling in this direction, certainly just seeing it in the presidential election, and I've never seen anything so uncomfortable and so awful about it all. I feel bad for every candidate involved and the way people respond to that. I can only imagine maybe that's what the 1950s were like when you hear about the riots in 1968. But people were not rioting about the candidates. They were rioting about social issues, the war in Vietnam and racial injustice. And it seemed like there was some tangible reason for the outrage. Now it's just outrage. It's just because they don't like a human being or they don't like what they say. And the people involved are not in the situation. And social media engages in that. Like Twitter, for example, you know, you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter. It's like the wild, wild west. You see a tweet, you see what somebody says, and it's all so random. Everything from a celebrity to the average person down the street. So, you know, the list is quite long. I just think as we've evolved from the old days of AIM Buffalo to the new days of AIM Buffalo, and from a life without the internet and to now where we're constantly engaged, we have to be mindful, I think, of being respectful of each other, expressing a positive message, and as news people particularly, and I'm not in that game anymore, but being fair, not being biased.
One of the, and thinking before we write something, I'm really very careful about what I post, and you know, because you're behind, you're not face-to-face anymore with people. Some people feel that they can say anything, and you know, it's hurtful, and you know, the shows that you're talking about that are on WBBG, they just have a purity to them. Not just from Brenda Lacey, who's also a radio host. She is saying she loves it, and with the show, one of her favorites of all time. You know, those kind of shows, and we didn't have this hiding behind the keyboard type thing where, you know, we can say whatever we want. We're going to go around to our sponsors right now, but we're talking about the media here. I actually also want to share the prayer that I wrote for the national director for the media. But I'm talking with John DiCiullo, and again, he is the host of Bragging Rights, the production and promotion of WBBG, where he does the show out of Houghton Zone. And we will get a little bit more into this conversation. I wanted to mention No Good Kid M.A.A.D. from Night Case, Sandy Beach, was not so food. It was the No Guilt Game, and I want to hear about it right now. We'll confirm that. We'll be right back with the last few syllables.
Okay, everyone, you know I love to eat as much as I love to work out. But it's time to set aside that craving for goodies. I'm looking for the amazing treats at No Guilt Goodies. Wait for a minute. No Guilt Goodies specializes in nutrient-dense foods made with high-quality ingredients. It's healthy to taste and goodies that are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, but oh, a flavor and taste so good. Check out their latest creation, vegan peanut butter cheesecake with homemade peanut butter cups nestled inside and covered with chocolate and honey. That's Coca-Cola from NoGoGoodies.com. Check out my website, NoGoGoodies.com, today. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love new pharmacies that exceed customer expectations when it comes to quality and price. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pines Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Come to life and why do you enjoy life? But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Ayer wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Rogers team recommends. He's located in Louisville at 5050 Sharon Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman. We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the stable bank goal to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good morning, I'm Master Keith, and I'm from
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and walk you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
This is the new to the market.
Sometimes makes pressure of us to see the big picture. Maybe there's already another space. We need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homerunreality.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creative and invest in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 802-5000 or 1-800-364-2840.
And we're going to have Don DeSilo is in the house.
You have a lot of great hometown parties there,
Robbie. I'm so blessed. And, of course, you know, we're always open to those buzzers. But, yeah, I got the cream of the crop. I'm so excited. And blessed. And speaking of being blessed, I want to read the prayer for the media that I did for the National Day of Prayer. And we'll talk more about this media thing. Father God, we come to praise you today for all things, Lord Jesus. You speak and bring all that is seen and unseen into being. We praise you and thank you for the gift and privilege of serving you through the mass media to reach the five places of the earth with messages of hope and eternal life. We thank you, God, for the God-given talents and incredible skills you've given us to communicate, educate, inform, and you help us to speak the truth, your truth, Lord Jesus, in everything we do. Give those of us in the media called by your name a spirit of humility and unity as we follow your will in our lives. Help us to encourage, support, and strengthen each other. Give us the spirit to have self-control in each of our roles and strength to be a witness for you and your loving boldness. God, create us to be sensitive to the power that words and images have for good and evil. Help us to realize that we will one day give an account to you for all of our decisions. May we strive to be the bearers of good news and that all people may come to know the abundant life for which we have been created and yet more wonderfully redeemed in Christ Jesus. We pray your blessing and great favor upon all who minister the gospel through broadcast, internet, and print media. May you continue to utilize our God-given gifts to draw the unsaved into the world. I pray that you sustain and preserve our work in the community and for your kingdom. And for every one of us that lifts a pen, speaks on a microphone, sits before a camera, or works in the media, sacred or secular, I pray that each of us would lead godly lives that would come to a transforming relationship with your only begotten Son, Jesus. Help others to see you in us. I ask you to decrease us and increase you in all that we do. We give thanks as artists, broadcasters, writers, producers, journalists, and all who have worked in the media. We thank you for creative skills and technical abilities that come from you alone and our persistence in seeking the truth. Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, insight, integrity, judgment, and understanding in the media as we make decisions about topics and program development. Remove the influence of all that is evil that is transferred from you.
May we be a voice for the powerless, a strength for the powerful, bringers of the truth, knowledge and clarity to the uncertain and confused world. Help us to reach the highest professional standards, especially when budgets are stretched, time is tight, and competition is increasing. May we resist the temptation to follow the consensus, to spin the news, or jump to conclusions to make better news. Help us to be impartial, but also to give the message of hope in all that we do. Help those of us who read, watch, listen, and contribute to the media to play our part to be involved in discerning so that truth and hope will be the focus of our media. Lord, guide us to produce content that promotes what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. We should be thanked for those who risk their security and even their lives to expose injustice and to bring the news of hope. God of miracles and his great love and power created the next spiritual awakening among those in power in New York and Hollywood and the other media capitals of the world. May your truth, love, hope, and forgiveness flood the earth through media. And finally, Father, enable us to see children as you see them, vulnerable and easily led in the wrong direction. Move us to caution and discernment when speaking and influencing children through the media. We offer these prayers in the name of the one who brought the good news and declared himself as the truth and gave himself in a world in need in the power of the Holy Spirit and for the glory of our Father. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. When I was writing that, I was thinking about the pressure that is on.
Well, yeah, you pretty much have, you covered it all by now. You know what? Send that to me, and I'll post that on WDVD.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know why? Because we should. And why not?
Thank you.
And people wouldn't think twice about posting something that's kind of off soap or some.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? I appreciate that. And it takes people like us who are just willing to stand out and say something, you know, like that. And really just give it to God. Because I just think when I look at the news today, it's like, my gosh, there's so much bad. And for someone like you, John, who's been in, the media for so long, to see, you know, the things, I mean, there's always bad news, but it's just in your face.
You become, when you're in the game, and I say in the game, in the news business, you keep becoming a little desensitized to it. When I was news director Channel 7, for a period of time, there was a war, unfortunately, an act of homicide in the city. And you almost go into it. You know, I don't want to say that because you become disingenuous to the people whose families and the victims, but you could feel it almost, you know, sometimes. And then these people don't know, and you're like, well, what the victim is trying to keep track of it. So there is a little, unfortunately, when you are exposed like you're saying, and it's in your face, and there's so many things that are happening, you have to step back a little bit. You know, it's not the news department. You have to understand families are involved here. You know, we have to be very sensitive about how we handle this. We have to be very careful that any image we use, like for instance, going back to the social media, you know, well, there's an image on Facebook. Well, how do we really know that that picture is of the individual that was involved in this particular story? What are the family members? How are they going to react to that? So you always have to take that step back and I felt that if anyone brought to the table in that respect with news, you want to make sure that people understand this is sensitivity. So it's always a story.
Absolutely. Even with, I think, you know, we were talking about the social media, but I had seen somebody who had been in the media posted something, or it was something that was in the Buffalo News, and all of these people were giving their opinion not only on the story, but on the person who was in the story, and it was damaging. And I'm thinking to myself, this person, who is a lovely person, by the way, their kids are reading this on Facebook. If I could have deleted those comments myself, if I couldn't have, because it wasn't my fault, I would have. But, you know, for this person that was being written, it was just awful. I mean, it's just a story in the Buffalo News, but people were commenting on it.
I know. And it's not just the Buffalo News. When most media sites will do that, when the internet first came into vogue, really post a story. www.com, there are opportunities to comment. So we stopped doing that for a period of time. I don't know if that's still the case. Because of that very reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, feeling like that the social media won't engage in, that the reviewer engaged in the story. But what happens is invariably it becomes personal attacks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I want to continue to talk about this, but we're running out of time, guys. You're going to have to come back.
We will. We'll do a quick promotion. Right now, it's weekdays at 8 p.m. Let's have Sandy come on with you, and we'll have a vegan peanut butter eating
time. Oh, my God.
And the Healthy Zone Game Series has a 5 to 6:30, Monday to 6:30, Saturday morning at 11:30 in the morning. And WBBB is on channel 67-1. Most viewers watch it on Super 5, Deep 5, Flash 5, or Direct TV 67.
Yeah, well, I am so grateful to God for you and your God-given talents, and also all that you're doing in the community. Thank you so much. And these are the shows that make us laugh and smile, and we can have with the kids on the house. That's important. So thank you so much. And I will get back in every day.
Thank you. You send me that prayer, okay?
I will. I'm going to send it to you. All right. So when we come back, we are going to be talking to Eileen Wilder. She is from New York City. She wrote the book, The Brave Body Method, 4 Steps to Gain Self-Acceptance and Win the War on Weight. She's a wonderful woman of God, and I can't wait to talk to her. And then later on, we'll be talking about the Dragon Boat Races to Benefit Hope Shop. Well, right now, I want you to think about the water you're drinking. John and I both made a testimony. We're going to pledge we're going to be drinking more water, and Water Cure is my advice for you. Check them out. I have a whole house water cure system. You need to be getting the garbage out of your water and drink pure water. We'll be right back with the Right Food Synagogue. And listen, water, we're drinking right now, people. Water is the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean, we need to drink clean, and it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, and those oils in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under-the-sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny-tasting water with who knows what in it, or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Water Cure USA today.
That expensive treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your teeth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from an expert at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your teeth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time to get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your raw truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they plan.
This is Dr. Michael Chicken. So if you suffer from back, neck, throat, rear, pain, or head, take back your left side and contact Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Body to mind, body, soul, and spirit with Right Raw. This is the raw truth.
And we are back. I want to mention Jack Mamo. Listen, it's 2016, nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rates, as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you are having could lead to divorce, if you have failed in the past and you are not sure to try, or maybe you're going into marriage right now and want to seal the deal, whatever your situation, do not lose hope. Jack Hamill wants to help you walk through those struggles and share the marriage code with you. Come get them for one-on-one coaching sessions or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jeff at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's message in themarriagecode.net is the solution for you. You can call 416-770-0227. 416-770-0227, themarriagecode.net. All right. I will tell you what, I'm excited to talk to our next guest, Eileen Wilder. She wrote the book, The Brave Body Method, 4 Steps to Gain Self-Acceptance and Win the War on Weight. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Very good. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, I've been reading your book, and wow, it is awesome. I'm very excited to talk to you today. And of course, this show is about health and fitness. It's about faith, family, food, fitness, the whole deal. And so our audience is, when I say 4 steps to gain self-acceptance and win the war on weight, the Brave Body Method. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how the Brave Body Method was developed?
Absolutely, yeah. The 4 steps really just came out of a season of my life where I fell into eating disorders in college, and I was just so messed up in my mind, and I had gained 35 pounds. I had swung from anorexia way over to bulimia, and I just couldn't figure out what to do, how to get unstuck. I was super overwhelmed, and that was when I decided, I basically just kind of dove into studying, into researching, basically how to get well from the inside out.
Awesome. And of course, you know the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a pastor here at my local church in Washington, D.C. Yes, we are. We love serving people with God's truth.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I'll tell you what, that showed in all of your writing. So what is the meat of the message, of the Brave Body Method? What is the, can you tell us what the method is that you're using or that you come up with?
Yeah, the 4 steps, you know, it starts with these kind of acronym of KISS, K-I-S-S, and the first step is kind of the most important. We talk about K, but know yourself. So this is all about becoming renewed from the inside out and how it all starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making the case that we don't actually need another diet plan. What we need is a guide to our old thinking plan.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah, so then it builds from there. It's been talking a lot about just the power of your words and how you can get them, you know, working for you, getting yourself motivated just simply through speaking out some simple truth from God's word that I include there in the book. And so it kind of helps you feel great and you feel like you know who you are in Christ. You feel like you are that disciplined person he's made you to be. So it creates this, what I call actually the last step, start before you're ready, this motivation, this initiative to start that healthy life that we all know we need to do, but we don't feel like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to unlock a case for how you can actually, you know, get your mind straight and feel great.
Right, and I always say, you know, if you want to get lean on the Lord, if you want to save your marriage, lean on the Lord, whatever it is, you need to go out as a sinner, amen?
So good, yeah, absolutely.
So you talk about how negative self-talk is the number one enemy we need to confront when losing weight. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think self-talk is, you know, blame so much on an enemy. I know we do have an enemy, the Bible teaches that, but I think so often we are our own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even before our feet hit the floor in the morning, we can, you know, just self-sabotage, we just speak to ourselves. Oftentimes, we don't even recognize it. Just so negatively. So I talk about how to overcome negative self-talk easily through the Word of God. And so I kind of go into basically how to do that, maybe it's not complex, not stressful, not overwhelming, but we need as believers to become very aware of it because it's not God's will for our lives.
Amen. You know, and it's so prevalent. I mean, I know with my own clientele, you know, once you start with that negative thought, even the people who I like to say go outside the lines, but you know, call up the internet and whatever
yeah.
you want to say, then they feel bad about themselves, and then it becomes a bad cycle where they're spiraling downward. But it's
yeah.
not the homeless thing again.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't really like that. So for me, this is still a daily journey. I feel like we don't actually ever arrive, but we can get better. And I have gotten victory over this area, but it is still, you know, the enemy really does want us to live below our potential in Christ. So we really have to be, I think, aggressive in the area of our thoughts.
Amen. And you also talked about how we want to know our thoughts. What does that mean?
Yeah, this is all about really taking a step back and recognizing just what a masterpiece that you are in Christ. I think we don't recognize really the truth of who we are. And because we can't see who we are in Christ, we accept and we tolerate a level of mediocrity I think we never would if we accurately saw ourselves the way God sees us. So this is all about discovering who we really are, feeling that amazing feeling that you are, you know, you are that masterpiece created by God. So yes, that's where you're at.
I love it. And God thinks, you know, God loves us no matter what the scale says. God loves us no matter what our body size says. You know, how much we weigh is irrelevant. But, you know, we have to take care of this body that God gave us and know how much He loves us. It encourages you to take care of that on a day-to-day basis.
I agree.
You also, talk about getting a personal vision for your ideal body, which you call is a God team.
Yeah.
Super important. Well, why is that? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, he is trying to bring awareness. The goal of our church is that the language of the Holy Spirit is dreams and visions. And so there's a untapped awareness, I believe, about Holy Spirit inspired visualization. So this is getting a idea, getting a clear aesthetic image of how God sees you in a way that I think would just blow your mind. So this is basically teaching you in 7 steps, in this 7 short little steps in this chapter, how to get that God painting so vivid in your mind that you actually, you see it now and it makes you kind of bounce out of bed in the morning.
It's interesting you mentioned 7, because my book allows you to share the 7 truths to health and fitness. And as we know, as Christians, 7 is very significant in the Bible. It means
things.
So that's awesome. And you also, talk about, exercising for just 10 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is to break this down kind of like for the rest of us. I really believe in the power of the seed principle, as many of our listeners would know about in the Bible. There's seed time and harvest and about, you know, reaping what we sow. So I talk about sowing the seed of exercise. So I encourage people to start exercising, but only 10 minutes a day so that they can build that habit. But the real game-changing part of this principle is when you do that, you basically make a conscious decision to say, God, I'm sowing this as a seed for my supernatural health.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking the principle of the word and applying it to that dedicated time, even though it's very small, dedicated time of taking care of the temple that you are.
Amen. Oh, I love it. You're beautiful, by the way. I posted your picture on social media, and you would never think you had any struggles at all.
Oh, my God. Well, I have had massive struggles, so I appreciate you doing that. Yeah.
Well, this book just came out in February, The Brave Body Method. And tell our listeners where we can get this book.
Yes, absolutely. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I do have some more free resources for people like that. Some posters, just about basically some scriptures that you can use to renew your mind on my website at EileenWilder.com. It's EileenWilder.com. And just my goal is just to keep serving people so that they keep remembering who they are in Christ.
Eileen, thank you so much for joining us today, and I can't wait to read the rest of your book. I read, you know, first part of it and skimmed through the rest of it, but it's an amazing book. I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you. I mean, thank you for all that you do. I know that you serve the body of Christ in a huge way, huge kingdom call, what you're doing. So I appreciate all of your resources and what you teach. So thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. And I hope I meet you one of these days.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You take care. Thank you so much. Eileen Wilder, The Brave Body Method. And you can get that at Amazon.com. Go to her website, Eileen Wilder, WILDER.com. All right. So excited for her. So, listen, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Hope Chest, the Dragon Boat Races, which are coming up. And we'll be talking to BAC for Women, Regional Director Ellen Coleman. She's going to be telling us how we can register, how you can help, how you can get involved and support women who have had breast cancer, have breast cancer, have mastectomies, and what the BAC is doing on behalf. And it's just an incredible program. I'm so grateful to be working there and being a part of what they're doing for our community. I also want to tell you about Dr. Bob Bader. He is my chiropractor. Listen, we need to take care of this body that God gave us. And he is amazing. He will pray with you. He will just not give you an adjustment. He will actually take care of this body. I love it. He massages it as well, you know. And he's a man of God. But I'll tell you, we get out of alignment. We can get out of alignment just by bending over and picking up a pencil. So you need to go and get in alignment. And when you're not in alignment, it will affect your balance and many other things as well. And if you have headaches, if you have ear problems, if you have, you know, obviously problems with your joints and your, you know, muscles and things like that, that's a given. But there's so much more than that. And so the God that made the body can heal the body through chiropractic care and other natural methods. So give him a call, Bob Bader. We'll be right back with the Life You Still Have.
God is in life and wanting you to enjoy life. But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Rawlings team recommends. He's located in Louisville at 5050 Heron Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Tiny Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectations in terms of quality and price. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Tiny Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women who have special needs, we need only women to understand. Dr. Judith Ortonati and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Denver are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Free, Dr. Ortonati offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to obvious screening prepared delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And do sort of let them know you heard it right here on the Rogers. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrated health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certification. With 30-plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, change your body fat cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either jump or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
I'll be The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com. The Raw Truth.
Well, I just figured out the other day that I've been teaching for 40 years. these people to say. It can't be true because I'm only 30, so I don't know. I just think that. But anyway, listen. So, speaking of being active and taking care of your body, I'm so excited at what we're doing at the BAC for Women. To help women who have the most breast cancer, the most breast cancer, with head mastectomy. And my next guest is Ellen Colby. She's the regional director for the BAC for Women. Good morning, Ellen.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for joining us. I know Saturday mornings are so busy in the gym. Yes, I know. So tell our listeners what's happening, because this is such an exciting event. And last year, it was jam-packed, and it was so much fun. So what's happening with the Hope Fest and the Dragon Boat?
We are having the Dragon Boat Festival on June 18th at Iron River Works, and they're very excited about the place that they have it. It's just a cool place to be able to take down to River Works. It's an awesome venue. River Works will be open during the festival, so people come down, friends, family, and watch the races. The races start at 8 a.m. and go straight through to 4. Any live music, food, fun, vendors, anybody that wants to come down and check out.
June 18th, and I last year, it was so exciting. This is all for Hope Chat, right?
Yeah, Hope Chat is a provider of women's health services, and they have women that have had breast cancer, going through breast cancer, and the BAC is the exercise provider for their program. We have classes in our clubs aimed specifically at girls for girls that have survived. And it's pretty much, you know, weight training, cardio, just keeping them active and healthy through recovery, remission, you know, what they're going through.
Right, which is so important. Not only, you know, physically, but it boosts their mood and everything else. And it's wonderful that the BAC is, you know, doing with the classes. And so this event coming up June 18th, starting at 8:30 in the morning, you said?
Yeah, 8 a.m. to about 4, and there'll be live music, and there's the Carnation Ceremony in the middle of the races, and then we're going to have an award ceremony at the end, and there's women teams, co-ed teams, and then the Hope Chest girls all have their own boats, and they race one another.
It was so much fun next last year. So, how can people register, Ellen?
They can go to hopechef.org. That's their website. And they can have a corporate team, a community team, you know, however they want to get involved. Or just come down and support and check it out. And then next year, you know, if they're interested, you know, get a team. We're already getting planning together for next year. The dates, I believe it's going to be at River Works again. So, we're very excited.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know some of our listeners are wondering, well, what if I don't work out? Can I still do this?
Oh, certainly.
That has never been, yes. And you're having some classes to help people, right?
Yeah, they're even holding practice sessions at the BAC or on Facebook at all food clubs.
And do they need to be a member to take the classes?
No, they can try those if they want to, sure.
That's great. Yeah. Awesome. So the information is on our website, or they can go to
HopeChestBuffalo.org.
HopeChestBuffalo.org. It's coming up. It's just a whole my gosh.
Well,
I so appreciate, you know, as you know, I lost my sister and four
years
to breast cancer. And these things are all, you know, they're wonderful. And as emotional as it is for me to, you know, show up at events like this, it's like I feel like I'm making a difference, and that's what my sister would want me to do. And so, you know, it's a wonderful event. There's so much camaraderie and so much fun and so many, you know, sponsors and things like that. So I hope to see everyone there on June 18th, Saturday, June 18th. Go to the website. You know, we'd love to have you on one of the boats, or even just come and spectate and cheer us up, right?
Yeah, it's an awesome
event. It'll be a great day. Well, thank you for all you do, Ellen, all the time.
Yeah.
Running around and between the clubs.
Yes, I love it.
I love you, girl. All right.
Happy birthday for yourself.
Oh, my God. You're the first person mentioning my birthday today.
That's right.
this birthday's going to last for a different cause, I can just tell. I did, my friend. It was player me. All right, so I'll see you later on, Ellen, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I'm so grateful for my guests today, John DeShulo, of course, Eileen Wilder, and Owen Coleman. And, you know, next week we're going to have Dr. Michael Cicchetti on from Buffalo Science Fort Mason. We'll be talking to him. Also, Jill O'Hara will be joining us from Plants and Seeds. It's a new show on TV as well. And Donna Russo from Kingdom Bowers will be joining me. We're going to be talking about what's happening at Kingdom Bowers. As I said, don't forget to get those tickets and your accommodations early. They do go up at the end of June. I want to mention again the FDA's new rules for nutrition labels. Under the new regulations, food and drink makers must disclose added sugars on the label. This is huge, people, okay? There haven't been any changes in a couple of years. And so some of those changes on the new nutrition set label will include an updated design to highlight calories and servings, which are two important elements in the informed food choices. So, you know, anyone who's making food, manufacturing food, those who are under the new regulations will have to disclose all this. The requirements for serving sizes that more closely reflect the amount of food that people currently eat. There's going to be a declaration of grams and percent daily values for added sugars. As I said, this is huge. So when you look at something like yogurt, and it's plain yogurt, and it says that it has sugar in it, this is so confusing to people. If there's no added fruit in it, or no added gummy bears or vitamins or anything like that, if it's plain yogurt, that's lactose, that's milk sugar. But now the new labels will disclose any added sugar to the product, anything added to that lactose. So that's a big one. Also, there's going to be a dual column which indicates both per serving and per package calorie and nutrition information for certain multi-serving food products that could be consumed in one sitting or in multiple sittings. Okay, so for instance, a pint of ice cream, which you wouldn't be eating anyway, and a 3-ounce bag of chips with the dual serving labels available, people will be able to easily understand how many calories and nutrients they are getting. Well, there's no nutrients in there, by the way, right now. But they will be getting if they eat or drink the entire package unit at one time, which nobody should be doing that. No one should be even having that, let alone eating the whole package. So, anyway, we'll be talking more about this as the weeks go on. Of course, you know, all of this is to take care of our temporary earth roots or our temporary mobile homes, which I will be talking about for 3 days at Kingdom Bound with the Rat Roof in the WGCS tent. Listen, you guys, I want you to have a great week. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. Be deliberate in your thoughts and actions. I'll see you right back here next week. God bless.
The program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.